it's like outside. I've never really looked out there. I think we had a little bit of snow, but that's okay. I mean, I guess could be worse. I'd rather have snow than freezing rain. We've had enough of that this winter so far. So as long as it stays around the minus 10, 15 at the most, I'd be happy. Can survive in that temperature. Getting colder and colder is just getting too hard on me nowadays. Can never seem dressed warm enough, and vehicles never seem to warm up fully. Yeah, they blow heat, but the temperature gauge doesn't get up there to where it's supposed to be. But, oh well. Days are starting to get longer now, so hopefully we're starting on the downside. And next thing you know, it'll be spring, then summer, and back to winter again. Just a vicious circle, I guess. Nothing we can do about it. Back to you there, Tom.
Roger, yeah, there's not much we can do. We just live with it. Okay, we'll let you go. Thanks for coming back to me this morning. We'll say best 73s. The E5 LTD VA5 Tango Mike. Have a good day. VA5 Tango Mike Op Band Monitoring.
Okay, Tom, I'll take care. We'll talk to you later. V5 Tango Mike VA5 Tango Mike VE5 LTD clear.
Victor Echo 5, Gulf Gulf Whiskey. The 5GGW listening.
Well, good morning, Graham. Haven't heard you up this early for a while. V5GGW, V5RJM. How you doing this morning?
over the Christmas. I know me and Debbie certainly did. The radio turned on about 10 to 5, and then I heard Delbert, the wife, Tango Victor. He goes out for a walk in the mornings, and the repeater had keyed up, and I thought, oh, that's Delbert. And I thought I'd give him a shout, so I've been talking to him through the Melford repeater. He's got back home, he's normally out for about an hour, three quarters of an hour, walking around. And I said, oh, I think I'll nip across onto Tisdale and give a shout and see who's around. So, here we are. But we had a good Christmas. Ate too much, as usual. So, yeah, we're good. V5 RJM V5 GGW.
Yeah, copy that there. So, yeah, we had a very good Christmas here too. I think only one person that was unable to make the party because of work, but so we had a pretty good turnout. I didn't take a count here. I lost count. It was a house full. So, yeah, we too ate lots, and we were stuffed. We didn't even eat. We had I think we ate about 1 o'clock, I guess. So we had a dinner, and I guess at supper time, we were still full. We didn't even eat supper, so... I had to take a little bit of food there for my pills, but that was it. So, yeah, it was a good time. So another year passes us by. So, and everybody's doing well. So, no complaints. So, yeah, can't wish for better than that, right? So, yeah, definitely had a good Christmas. So, kind of back to routine here for us. Michelle's got one more day off today, and so she can sit back and relax a little bit. She was a cook there for most of it. My sister ended up bringing some salads or whatever, some cabbage rolls. And other than that, it was all her, so yeah, it turned out a very good supper. We had lots of supper, so lots of dinner to eat, that's for sure. So yeah, I've been up since about 5 here, so I slept just about all day yesterday, so off and on my chair, so it probably had to do with the food that I ate, how much. I'm still digesting it, I think, so anyhow, should be back to normal today. Back to you there, Graham. V5GGW, V5RJM.
Yeah, Debbie's just looking at her computer, seeing what's on it, catching up with the news. But, yeah, I don't know, I was falling off to sleep last night. Debbie told me to go to bed. I think it was around 6 o'clock, wasn't it, Deb? Didn't want me snoring in her ear hole when she's trying to watch telly. dear. So she told me to go to bed. I think it was about 6 or something I went to bed last night. And woke up around midnight. Well, I don't know, 1 o'clock I think it was I woke up. No, I woke up before that. I got back up again, didn't I? Before you come to bed. I don't know what time that was. 9 o'clock, I was up again. Stayed up for a while and I thought, oh, I might as well go back to bed. I thought, oh, I'm doing a Randy here. I thought, you know, all my sleeping was getting mixed up and stuff. I don't know. I don't seem to, I get tired. Mind you, I had a busy day yesterday. I put the snowblower on the tractor and, you know, doing bits and pieces, and I was outside for quite a while. So, yeah, watering the animals and doing all that sort of stuff. So I suppose I worked hard yesterday. Sort of. Debbie just looked at me and think, you worked hard. She's calling me a liar, Randy.
Yeah, good morning, Debbie. So, hope things are good there for you. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough sometimes to stay awake. I don't know. I find it anyways. I sometimes snooze off. Well, the thing is, it's just my schedule. Is most I can sleep is a couple hours, and then I get woken up, and then I got to switch positions, and usually got to do that for about 20 minutes, half an hour before I go back to bed. So. So yeah, it's always disruptive sleep I have. So during the day, sometimes I do a little catch up, hi. but yeah, I don't know how long I slept yesterday for. It was probably about 4 or 5 hours, anyways, during the day, off and on. So yeah. And, yeah, so I don't know. I don't have too much. Tom was on here earlier, and Bob, they were having a QSO. Actually, Tom was up quite early, about 5 in the morning. So I heard him, but I didn't have my first cup yet, so I had to make my coffee first. Hi. So anyways, I was just doing that, and did my meds already and all that, so just sitting back and watching a show that I was watching yesterday. So it turns out I can't keep my eyes off this show. It's kind of addicting. There's a bunch of different episodes, and of course they give you a hanger at the end of it, each one, so you gotta watch the next one to see what the heck happens. So yeah, they know how to do that, right? And that's the kind of shows that we watch most of the time, is ones with a bunch of episodes to them. Sometimes they have 3, 4, 6 seasons. They're fairly new, then maybe one season they'll have. But yeah, there's a bunch of episodes about an hour long. So yeah. Anyhow, let you go there, and you can say good morning to Tom and Bob on here, and I'll say 73s, and yeah, I don't know if I wish you a Merry Christmas, but belated Merry Christmas here to you guys, and we've got Happy New Year to come. So we're going to be doing New Year's QSO party on the Saskorn system here. This year we're going to try
node
out,
50864 timeout.
A bunch of the net controllers, or all the net controllers and repeater owners got their input of what they thought, and they all said go for it. So I'll be turning that on today, so it comes on at a specific time there on New Year's Day. So we'll be connected for, I don't know what it is, 20 hours or whatever it is. So you'll be able to hear contacts from all the way around the world as New Year's turns the corner. You can say happy New Year, hi. So by the end of the day, you'll be tired of hearing that Happy New Year.